Hey everyone, Dr. Clark here. I want to explain to you the fourth most dangerous food if you have gluten sensitivity or celiac disease. And that number four most dangerous food is oats. Now, before you freak out and start, you know, typing in comments and questions, let me explain. There's a little bit of nuances to that. This is part of a series. I have new updated information on the most dangerous foods for people that have gluten sensitivity and celiac disease. And it's based on this problem or phenomenon called cross-reaction. Now, cross-reaction occurs when the antibodies for one thing can attach to another thing. So let me explain how this works in gluten sensitivity. Now, and for clarity's sake, let's make sure we understand this. Gluten sensitivity means you have an immunological problem, an immune system reaction to gluten. And it could be that you're diagnosed with gluten sensitivity, or you're self-diagnosed with it, or you've been diagnosed celiac disease. It doesn't matter. It's all basically the same thing, which is you have an immune system reaction, an inflammatory reaction to gluten. Now, in cross-reaction, well, in that sensitivity situation, you're making antibodies. Antibodies are like little, you know, flashing adhesive strobe lights. They're designed to attach on to gluten. But in cross-reaction, they can attach on to something else that's not gluten, but it looks close enough to gluten that the antibodies can recognize it mistakenly, or maybe not mistakenly, I guess, if you think about it, and they try to kill it. That's called cross-reaction. And there's a bunch of things that do that. The number one biggest, most dangerous cross-reactor is milk products of all kinds. The number two most dangerous is corn. Brewers and baker's yeast. Number three is corn. And number four is oats. Now, let me give you the fine details. This information comes from two places. One, a conference I attended in October of last year. And secondly, that information was published in January this year and it was produced by Dr. Aristo Vojdani. Brilliant. I mean, you should go get this paper. I mean, you really should get this paper, buy it, and read it. It's fascinating. It's like a top 10 most dangerous, you know, food terror type things. You know, stay away from these if you have a gluten problem. So what they did is they looked at how oats reacted against these gluten antibodies, and I won't go through all the technicalities of it. But the important thing I want you to know is this: they tested two kinds of oats. They call it oat cultivar 1 and oat cultivar 2. Now they don't tell us which one those are, or what brand those are. But one of those cultivars reacted very strongly against gluten antibodies. The other one didn't. The question is, why? Well, let me give you a little background. It's been known for a long time that commercially available oats, especially in this country, there's a strong, strong amount of cross-contamination between oats and gluten. And why? Because oats are often transported in the same trucks. They're transported in the same silos. They're held in those same places. And there's just a significant amount of just regular old contamination. Now, some oats are certified gluten-free, meaning they've had some testing done to them, supposedly, and they're supposed to be gluten-free. However, there is a protein in oats called avenin, A-V-E-N-I-N, that is a problematic protein. But not all oats contain that protein. So I don't know if you follow me, but it gets kind of confusing because oats don't contain gluten the way that wheat does, but they contain this protein called avenin, which can cross-react or share the same antibodies, and that's a bad situation. Now, how do you know which one is which? I don't know. I mean, I frankly don't have any idea if some manufacturer can tell you if their oats have got avenin in them or not. I don't know. But that is probably, according to the paper, that is probably the protein that is the problem. Also, the oats may be a problem because, I probably should leave that part out, but there may also be a situation where there's another protein in oats that when you digest it with your natural enzymes, that it may create avenin. So what do you do? Well, the first thing is don't make the mistake of starting to eat a bunch of oats when you get diagnosed gluten sensitivity or think you're gluten sensitive. Don't do that. That's a big mistake a lot of people make, is they go from eating gluten to immediately eating things that are gluten-free, but, you know, are processed and contain these cross-reactive foods. Now, you didn't know about this, but now you do, okay? It's kind of like why I'm doing this, because there's so many people that are making this mistake. And so they, you know, they go on a gluten-free diet because they've got an autoimmune condition like Hashimoto's or rheumatoid or, multiple sclerosis and or any other number one, any other inflammatory diseases like Crohn's or ulcerative colitis. They go on a gluten-free diet, and because they're still eating these cross-reactive foods, they don't really get any better, or they plateau. And this could be why. Okay, this could be why oats have this protein that can cross-react with gluten antibodies. Me personally, I can't eat oats. I found out several years ago I have a big problem with oats. Can't do it. And I have a couple different autoimmune conditions myself. So for me, this is personally relevant and very, I'm very passionate about it because it means so much to me and my family as well. So the takeaway is oats are the number four most dangerous food. Number three was corn. Number two, yeast. And number one, milk products. So stay away from them.